Good evening. I'd like to take this time and thank you for inviting me to come again tonight, and I hope that the things which are said can be helpful to all of us here. The word walk is often used in the Bible to describe the conduct of a Christian, and it is important that we are always walking in the right things. So tonight we're going to look at a few things that we should be walking in. First, we always need to be walking in newness of life. This new walk begins when we arise in baptism. And if you turn to Romans 6, in Romans 6, there in verses 3 through 4, it says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." And so at the time of our baptism, we come out of the water and we are raised. And that's when we begin a new life with a new purpose. And this new life has a walk that is far better than the old one. Maybe the former thief would no longer steal. The former alcoholic would no longer partake of that beverage. So we must be walking in newness of life. Secondly, we must be walking by faith. The Corinthian writer says in 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "So then faith, for we walk by faith, not by sight." And so to walk by faith requires knowledge of God's word. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So we're going to get that knowledge by assembling like we are tonight, hearing the word of God. And this faith is expressed many times in Hebrews 11, the faith heroes. One of those is Abel. Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than his brother Cain. And if you turn to Genesis 4, in Genesis 4, and there in verses 1 through 8, we read, "Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, 'I have acquired a man from the Lord.' Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should take rule over it.' Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in a field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him." So here we read of Abel, who had a great faith and offered of the firstborn of his flock to the Lord, and he was respected by God. And there's also Enoch and Noah, who found grace in the eyes of the Lord and was a blameless man. We read of that in Genesis 6. There's also Sarah and many others that are great references to this great faith that we should have. And so a walk by faith is going to be trusting in God's way and not ours. We should also be walking in good works. In Ephesians 2 and verse 10, Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So any work that God gives is going to be a good work. And something that would also classify as good works is having the proper attitude as listed in the fruit of the Spirit. If you turn to Galatians 5, Galatians 5, there in verses 22 through 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." And so as we demonstrate these good fruits of our spirit and of our walk, we will certainly be walking in God's will. But we also must be walking in love. Go back to Ephesians, but in Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, there in verses 1 and 2, it says, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." And so as it says there, be imitators. A great way to be imitating is by loving one another and caring for one another. And also in John 13, we see this love again in John 13 in verses 34 and 35. It says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And there's a lot of hate in the world today. And there's divisions within congregations. And that's the opposite of what we need to have. And so we should always be striving to love one another better. We must also be walking in truth. If you turn to 2 John 4, we see about this truth. 2 John verse 4 says, "I rejoice greatly when I have found some of your children walking in truth, as we receive the commandment from the Father." So we're commanded to walk in truth, so that's what we need to be doing. But we need to make sure that it's the truth and not doctrines of men. Also in 3 John, turn to 3 John, there in verses 1 through 4. 3 John 1 through 4 says, "The elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." And so when we are walking in that truth, we'll be happy, God will be happy, and there will be great joy among us. But we must also walk together. In Amos 3, in verse 3, it says, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" So like we stated earlier, there's too much division among the brethren. And we can't be letting that happen. We need to be agreed and walking together. In Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk in it." So there are few wanting to do this, as we just saw here in Jeremiah. But we need to be walking together. We need to be united. We must also be walking according to the divine rules. In Galatians 6 and verse 16 says, "And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God." And so, if we are walking according to God's rules, his divine rules, we will be right with him and have peace. And also in Philippians 3, verse 16 says, "Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. And so we need to walk according to these rules. We need to be united. Many have thrown the rule book out, but we need to make sure that we keep on to that and we hold on to that, because God's rules have not changed. Also, we should be walking in the light. In 1 John 1, verses 6 through 7 says, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." So to have that fellowship with Christ, we must be walking in the light. We must be truthful. When we have that fellowship, we can be cleansed from all sin. And in your Old Testament, in Psalm 119, verse 5, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And in verse 130 of Psalm 119, 130 says, "The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." And so God's word, it being a lamp to our feet, it's going to be showing us where we are, showing us how we are right now, and then a light to our path. It's going to project, show us where we're going to be going. And it also says that his word is simple, and he'll be able to give understanding to all. Finally, we need to make sure that we are walking in Christ. If you go to Colossians 2, verse 6, it says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." In Christ is what it's all about. That's where all spiritual blessings are, as we see in Ephesians 1:3. And to get to Christ, we must be baptized into him. If you turn to Galatians 3:27, we see this. Galatians 3:27 says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." So all these things we must be walking in. Now, have you checked your walk lately? Are you walking in these things? And if not, to walk in Christ, you must follow him. And to do that, you must hear the word, Romans 10:17. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You must believe, John 8:24. "If you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." You must repent, Acts 17:30. "The times of this ignorance God overlooked, but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent." You must confess, Romans 10:10. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And after that, you're baptized for the remission of sins. As Mark 16:16 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned." And after all of that, you go on living your life faithfully, as Revelation 2:10 says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." So if you're not living faithfully, why not tonight? Come forward as we stand and sing.